front, but there has got to be compromise. As we said, we've extended that olive branch, and so far the Speaker will not reach out and grab a hold of that olive branch so we can pull him to the middle. When he does that, we can get this finished. There is room for compromise, and there is compromise available. The Speaker's just got to step up and be the leader and move forward with it.
What kind of nice chair would you like to stay out? How long are you prepared to stay out?
We will stay out as long as we have to. We the principles that we're fighting for here are the very principles that our party is founded upon: working families and public schools and Hoosier children. So we'll stay out as long as we need to be able to protect those people.
Does that mean April 29th?
That means April the 29th. And if the governor says May the 1st or whenever, that means we'll come back. So we will stay in Illinois as long as it takes to get accomplished what we need to get accomplished. This is much bigger than the Democrat caucus. This is much bigger than any individual Democrat in that caucus. We have got to make sure that we continue to protect Hoosier families and Hoosier children. That is exactly what our party and the principles our party was built upon. We can't turn our backs now. We cannot go back and erase 50 years of what our parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents fought for. We can't go back and erase that. We cannot go back in time. We need to move to the future, and that's what we're doing as Democrats.
Terry, what does this mean for some of you who work for local municipalities, other government agencies, you work for a school district? I know there's some that work for cities, some work for Ivy Tech. Since you're not here, I know some employers will give you guys the time off to do what you need to do here. Have you spoken with your governmental employer?
Oh, we sure have, and we want to make sure that everybody is in tune with their employers, because this is a part-time legislature. And for some of those folks to make the comments that we'll hit them in the pocketbook or we'll hit them financially, that's not a very nice thing to say. We're all here to do what we think is best for the state of Indiana. And whether we disagree or agree with those folks, they've got to understand that we are the minority party. We do have a voice. So as we move forward, we will make sure that happens. And the employers and everyone knows why we're in Illinois. So we'll make sure we stand firm, and I think everybody's comfortable where they're at. So, and there's another thing I want to point out as well. The aura that's being presented here, or the fallacy that's being presented, is the fact that collective bargaining costs the state of Indiana more money. Now, let's get something straight. That is a fallacy. What happens in collective bargaining all takes place after a budget has been adopted and approved. You don't bargain collectively before the budgets are adopted and approved. That comes second. So let's get this directly in order, and let's make sure that people in Indiana know exactly what's going on. Collective bargaining does not cost Hoosier taxpayers more money. The budgets are already set, and then we go and collect, we negotiate on those budgets that's been set in stone. So let's make sure everybody knows that. I think there's been a little bit of a wisp going around here with the rhetoric that all these public employees are costing us all this money. That's a fallacy.
Terry, I missed the beginning of what you said. Did I hear you right that you may stay out till April 29th?
We will stay out for as long as it takes. If that's April 29th, if that's May the 1st, if that's December the 31st, I'll celebrate my birthday here in the chambers. We will stay here as long as it takes, because this cause is bigger than any Democrat member in the Democrat caucus. This cause is bigger than the Democrat caucus in Indiana. What we're doing is we're fighting for working families, and we're fighting for Hoosier children. Now, that's the very principles our party was based upon. So we're not going to go backwards. We're going to go forwards. We're going to look to the future, and ever how long that takes, we will make sure we stay here, stay in Illinois.
What does it take? Because I think there's been a lot of confusion on the public on what will it take for you to come back.
Well, that's a very good question, and we've extended that olive branch. The Speaker knows very well what it's going to take to get us back, and that's been very plain. That's been very clear. I was telling someone earlier, the Speaker's pulled what we call down in southern Indiana the old bait and switch with the right to work bill, because he's saying, hey, we pulled the right to work bill off the table, and now you guys need to come back. Well, we all know that, yes, they did pull the right to work bill off the table, but there's four other bills waiting in the wings that have that exact same language as the right to work bill, and if those bills pass, then ultimately we have right to work. So we need to be genuine in what we're telling people. We also need to be up front. We have, like I said, we've extended that olive branch. We want to pull the Republican majority back to the middle. That's where everyone in the state of Indiana want those folks to be, so we can move Indiana to the front.
So until those four bills are gone, you guys aren't coming back?
I would have to say at this point, until those four bills are heavily amended, or whatever else may take place in the chamber to fix them, if they're fixable, we will be gone. And the Speaker knows very well why we're not here, and I think at this point most of our constituents do as well.
Do you think it would be okay to stay out even past July when a new budget would start? I mean, would you stay out past July when a budget starts? Would the government shut down? You're willing to do that?
You know, we will stay out, as I said earlier, we will stay out as long as we have to stay out. We will not give in. You know, I've said this 1,000 times. We will compromise, but we will never surrender. And that's what we've been telling folks. We are willing to compromise. We've done that. You know, look at some of those bills that's already passed out of this chamber. The unemployment insurance bill. We all detested that. We fought on the floor the best we could. We tried to change it. And what were the votes? 60-40 on every every vote that came through on every amendment. It went through. We said, okay, we lost that one. We have been willing to work on every issue. Now, we are willing to work on this issue in what I've termed an Indiana filibuster. We are out now. We are preventing a quorum because that's the best way we can fight right now. In Indiana, people love basketball, and sometimes the best offense is a great defense. And right now, the House Democrats are playing a great defense.
So you are willing to shut down the government July 1st?
We're not willing to shut down the government. That's the Speaker's choice to shut down the government. The Speaker has the decision to bring us back and compromise with us and move forward. We will not be shutting down the government. Make that plain and clear. The Speaker of the House will be the person who shuts down this government, not the House Democrats. We are in the minority.
Well,
there's a multitude of compromises. We talked about those 11 bills specifically that could be changed. Then we talk about the four real hardcore anti-family, anti-school, anti-private school bills that are on the table. We've got to make sure we fix those bills and get them out of here.
More than four bills then?
Ultimately at the start, there were 11 bills. They've chipped away at those now. So where we're at down to now is we're to the point really where we've got the basic concepts. We can just kind of throw the bills out the window.
The voucher bill now?
No. We're talking about basic concepts. We're talking about basic concepts now. Okay, because the right to work bill.
1216. What are the other two?
I don't have the list in front of me here right now, but what we're talking about, instead of bill numbers, I'm going to talk about concepts because that's where we're at. We all know that language is not dead in this chamber until April the 29th when we go sign you die. So the concepts we're talking about is protecting working families, protecting education. Those concepts have been amended into a multitude of bills that are coming on this calendar, that are on this calendar as we move forward. So if you got bill numbers, that doesn't make a difference. What we're talking about is language. We're talking about concepts.
Thank you.
So tomorrow probably you're not coming back because I don't see anything changing today.
Well, I tell you what, I am extending that olive branch to the Speaker once again. We're begging him to quit the political rhetoric, come back to the table, at least negotiate. I mean, we're not even negotiating at this point. Pat Bauer came over, talked to the Speaker. We made two steps forward. We thought things were going in the right direction. And then all of a sudden, it takes a step back and says, wait a minute, well, we didn't do this or that. He gets to the podium, he starts saying, we will not negotiate. That's not good for the state of Indiana. People in Indiana want compromise. And I'm going to tell you this. This great nation was built on compromise. And if the majority party will not compromise, they're going against the basic principles that helped form this nation.
So, because the good guys just come back here and say, okay, here's our gesture of good faith. We're back in Indiana. Let's meet at the state house on XYZ, Committee of the Whole. And
you know, I can't speak for our leadership, and I can't speak for their leadership, but I can say this. We have extended the olive branch. We have said, here's what it's going to take to get us back. So, and we've been very open about that. And the bills and the concepts we've talked about are right there on the table. Everybody knows what they are. The governor asked them not to pursue the language. The leader of the Senate asked them not to pursue the language. But they're being mavericks, and they want to go their own. So they've decided to pursue that language.
Have you extended that olive branch recently, and how have you done that? Because Bosman just said that he hasn't heard from Bauer over the weekend.
At this point, I think it's probably the Speaker's turn to try to contact Pat Bauer. I mean, Bauer left the state of Indiana. But Pat came to the state of Indiana to negotiate, and when he left, he thought things were going good. Then all of a sudden, it's announced from the podium that we're not going to negotiate, and that to me doesn't sound like Hoosier values. That is not good Hoosier values. Let's compromise. Let's get back here. Let's sit down at the table and let's get this worked out. Now, can you do that with 100 people on a floor? I don't know. Can everybody standing here decide what you want on your pizza when we go order it? It's very difficult to come up with solutions with that many people. So we've got to have the leadership, and that's why we elect leaders. The leadership have got to come together. They've got to take our ideas and our solutions as members, put those, meld those into one solid proposal and move forward. Pat Bauer has done that. We have not seen any proposals coming from the Republican Party yet.
All right. So you said you're still going.